Hello, Dial 906.
Dial 906 is a theatrical open forum that looks to explore a variety of topics and is always open to the public. If you would like information on the next Dial 906 recording, check out our website or email the company directly at 906theaterco@gmail.com. That is theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, and co is just C-O. And without further ado, here is episode 1 of Dial 906.
Hello, welcome to Dial 906, the podcast of the 906 Theater Company, where we talk about the craft, art, and lifestyle of theater. I'm your host, Brian Elliott, 906 co-founder and company member. On this inaugural post, we will be comparing and contrasting the world of modern drama with that of the classical stage. What attracts people to modern or classical works? Is contemporary theater more relatable? What happens when classic plays are performed with contemporary twists, and what contemporary plays will still be running in 100 years? Let's begin by introducing ourselves, starting on my left and going around the room. Stand and be recognized. Who are you, and what kind of theater geek are you?
I'm Emma Cooling. I'm a director in Chicago, and I'm a co-founder of 906 Theater Co.
I'm Sarah Sarka, a co-founder and a member of 906 Theater Company. I'm an actor who specifically loves comedy and comedic pieces.
My name is Aaron Sarka. I'm also a co-founder of 906 Theater Company. I'm primarily an actor, but I also do tech work as well as some playwriting.
And I'm Christine Doherty. I just finished my master's in arts management. And I'm just probably going to get drunk in the corner over here. So.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Let's get started with our first question. What constitutes a classical or period piece? And how long ago does it need to be for it to be any of those things?
I actually have a first question.
Sure.
Do we define classic pieces and period pieces as the same thing or separate things?
I define them as being separate.
I think there can be modern period pieces.
There are modern period
pieces. Right. We'll get to that later.
There are also,
I was just wondering for the terms of this debate or conversation.
We're just trying to narrow down what constitutes
classical as opposed
to modern.
Got it. When I was thinking about this earlier this week, I kind of struggled because I think there's a difference between classical theater and classic theater.
Yeah.
For me, for instance, SCTC, when I went to audition for them, I thought about auditioning for them, I didn't actually, in 2010, defined a classic piece as being anything written before 1947. For me, that's a little tricky, because there's a lot of, there's obviously hundreds and thousands of plays written before 1947 that aren't exactly classic, that aren't going to be, defined as the classic part of the canon for theater. So for me, a classic piece is a piece written, for me, it's much earlier than that. For me, it's probably more like 1920 or so, written before 1920 that is still performed today, which is still part of the theatrical canon and is still produced today. And if it's a dead piece, then I don't care so much about it. So, but that's kind of my idea of classic versus modern, which is different than my definition of period.
I would
know.
But my definition of classic would be about the same. It would be something usually before 1920. I guess I thought of a year for it, but before 1920, that still exists. If it's not around, it's still around. You can still find it and read it. But it's not a classic piece if it's not something that we're still performing. It's of that era.
For instance, the Unrehearsed Shakespeare Company is doing a play called Double Falsehood right now, which is supposedly a lost Shakespeare, but it's never performed. And I don't know that I would necessarily define it as being a classic piece.
Would you define it, for the terms of this debate, would you define it as a classical play?
It would be a historical play. But
that wouldn't be like a classic, because
we are making a difference here between
There's
classic and classical.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
for me,
I would think that I like the distinction. Classical being, it's something that is old.
Yeah.
Classic being it is a play. For me, classic I think changes, I think also classical changes, but I think classic, the definition changes through time, such as
sure.
Euripides would be classic to Shakespeare. Shakespeare would be a classic to
Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde would be a classic to Manet.
Yeah.
And it changes through period. I think, for me, what it comes down to is, it is a play that has so established itself in our minds, in the kind of the lexicon of theater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that's the, you know, Merchant of Venice.
Right.
It's a play that has established itself to that point where people are producing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's known by, if you know theater, you don't have to...
It's a staple.
Right.
It's a staple of theatrical productions.
Of theatrical productions. And I think that I personally can't pin that down to a time period. Like, I would still consider something like Streetcar a classic play, even though...
Yeah,
and the only reason I say that is because you talk about people producing plays, and that name comes up. And
mm-hmm.
while Tennessee Williams would be a contemporary playwright,
mm-hmm.
even at this point, it'd be considered because he was writing plays in a contemporary manner. I think it's a classic play.
I mean, honestly, and this is a really simple way to put it, but I think a modern play at this point, a play that is written in a modern era, you would expect, you wouldn't be surprised if someone was carrying a smartphone. And you'd expect everyone on stage to have one.
Well, then that tucks a lot of plays into historical. So what about this? What if instead of trying to define it with technology, which is incredibly difficult because it's changing every 5 seconds, we live in a damn future, or trying to define it on a date, we define it based on, I shall now open a can of worms. Ready? Relatability.
If you can relate to it now?
If it's something that you can see in your life and in life around you now.
I think of modern, like, I think, and is it Ibsen, Dalhouse?
Yeah,
Dalhouse, yeah.
I think of that as a modernist play. It's within the modernist movement. And so I see that as kind of the start of the modernist.
So when was that?
I think late 1800s.
Late 1800s, because it's a public domain.
Don't quote me on it.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Someone's got it on a textbook because it's in there.
It's around here somewhere.
It's over there.
We'll find it.
Okay, so
we
all
have a degree in
there. No, I'm in Michigan University.
So like, very late 19th century into 20th, we would consider beyond the classical range.
Right. I think classical, and I think that's a scale that shifts,
like,
as time moves on.
Yeah, but classic, and this is something I think sounds pretentious even for me, but like, as... Like,
well, this whole thing is pretentious.
Well, yeah, but my own personal standards, I shiver a little bit when I say this, but as Americans, our view of time is a little bit skewed, so we would think of something, you know, as a classic American piece if it was written 50 years
ago.
Like
Eugene
because
Neo.
We've only
yeah.
been around for 230
right.
years.
So we didn't get anywhere at all. With our definition.
No, I think that's okay. I think that it's definitely going to mean different things to different people. I think we established that classic and classical are two different things.
We established that a period piece is different than
a historical
piece.
Okay. And that timeline is a shifting thing, and there's a blurry, fuzzed line somewhere
and
in
again,
the early
sure.
turn
that
of century.
Is based on our conversation here, because
right.
any actual organization that you go to, SETCs, anything else like that, is going to actually have a year that they have pinpointed at the
right.
point.
And a lot of that is looking for specific things.
Right.
Stylistically, linguistically.
For instance, that SETC, for listeners who may not know SETCs, is a huge, like, cattle call audition.
Southeast Theater Conference.
It's the Southeast Theater Conference, and hundreds of young college students go and do a monologue and a song and get judged by a panel. And sometimes they get offered jobs. If they're very, very lucky.
They weren't great jobs.
None
I was
of
offered
these
some
guys
really,
got
really
job.
Shitty jobs.
I
turned them down.
So did I.
But SETC defines it so that they're looking for two different styles of monologue.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, Steppenwolf defines what, you know, modern theater and the kind of modern theater they do differently from the kind of modern theater that the Goodman does. cutting to modern theater that, you know, Chicago Shakes does.
Yeah.
So it's very, what's the word?
Fluid?
Yes.
So, but in the terms of these five-ish people, we're leaning towards...
Five people and Lola.
And Lola.
Lola is a dog. She's here with us.
I'm a whole person!
Constitution said so.
We're leaning toward the very end of the 19th century into the audience.
And with some exceptions, with exceptions, and it's blurred.
Both
and
ways.
there's like a 45 year like
thing. Like a friendly over-under.
Right. So yeah, I think there's definitely leeway in there. It's not a solid line. I think if we were to mention a truly classical play, if I was to say, you know, the edit-